Okay, so sometimes, just sometimes, I gotta admit, the news, it feels like one of those, those cybersecurity horror movie marathons. And like last week, I swear I saw this crazy headline about deepfakes. Like some company lost millions because of a deepfake scam. And it really got me thinking, like, are we even sure this is real life anymore? Can you even trust your own eyes these days?
It's getting hard to tell.
It really is. And that's what we're going to be diving into today. We're tackling the June 2024 New Zealand Incident Response Bulletin.
And this isn't your average tech newsletter, you know? This is serious stuff tailored for executives.
Oh, so the bigwigs, huh?
Exactly. Which means cybersecurity, it's not just an IT issue anymore. This is a everyone problem from the top all the way down.
Right, everyone's got to be on their toes. So we're talking global impact here, not just little old New Zealand.
Global pandemic, basically. Cybersecurity threats, they don't respect borders, constantly evolving, spreading faster than ever.
And this bulletin, it's like our cheat sheet, right? Helps us understand what to look out for, the risks, and most importantly, how to protect ourselves.
Exactly. Think of it like this. We're decoding the matrix, giving you the tools to navigate this wild world of cyber threats.
I like it. I like it. So, where do we even start? This thing is packed.
Well, how about a case you might remember, that MediaWorks data breach?
Oh, yeah, that was a big one. Millions of Kiwis affected, right? What was it, 2.5 million?
Something like that, a massive leak of personal data. Anyway, there's been a new development. Big news, actually.
Wait, seriously? You mean that whole thing with all that data just floating around online?
Yeah, well, remember that website breach forms? It was like the dark web eBay for stolen data. Hackers were buying and selling that MediaWorks info there.
Okay, yeah, I vaguely remember that. So what happened? Did they finally shut it down?
Shut down. They took the whole thing offline. The FBI and New Zealand police, working with a bunch of international agencies, they raided it.
No way. Talk about a takedown. But seriously, what does that tell us? It's like playing whack-a-mole with these guys. You shut down one site, another one pops up.
True. But this wasn't just any site. Breach Forms was huge, notorious. Taking it down sends a message. Cybercrime, it's not a game anymore. It's serious business, and the authorities are finally catching up.
So it's like the Wild West out there, but the sheriff's finally showing up.
Yeah, something like that. And the stakes are getting higher, especially in places you wouldn't expect, like healthcare, for example.
Oh no, not healthcare. Tell me they're not hacking hospitals now.
Well, not hospitals specifically, but the bulletin talks about this ransomware attack. Hit Metasecure, it's a big healthcare provider over in Australia. They're saying it's an isolated incident, but.
But there's always a but.
Right, it exposed a weakness, a vulnerability that's got everyone worried.
So we're not just talking about our Netflix passwords being at risk anymore.
Nope. This is about medical records, treatment plans, sensitive information, stuff you really don't want falling into the wrong hands. And it's not just Australia either. The bulletin also mentioned this U.S. pharma giant, Cencora. They got hit too. Patient data compromised. It's a global issue, clearly.
Okay, so now I'm starting to get a little paranoid. It's like we're just supposed to blindly trust these companies with our data. What are they even doing to protect it?
That's the million-dollar question,
Right.
right? And it all circles back to this idea of cyber governance, which,
Okay, hold on, hold on. Cyber governance, that sounds a little, I don't know, a little over my head, like something I need a PhD to understand.
No. It's not as complicated as it sounds. Think of it like building a security system. But instead of just protecting your house, you're protecting your whole organization, the data, the people, the reputation, everything. It's about thinking bigger.
So it's not just about having the latest antivirus software.
Right. It's bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's a whole mindset shift. You got to build a culture of security from the ground up.
And that's where the bulletin's our view section comes in.
Bingo. It goes deep on cyber governance. And trust me, this is stuff you need to hear.
All right, so cyber governance. Break it down for me. Where do we even begin? How do you actually build this this culture of security you're talking about?
Well, luckily, the New Zealand National Cybersecurity Center, they have a pretty good roadmap. The NCSC, that's what they call them for short, six key steps, and it all starts with awareness. It's like building a house, right?
Again.
You wouldn't just start slapping on bricks without a solid foundation.
Definitely not. So awareness is the foundation of cyber governance. What's next? We're pouring concrete now.
Exactly. Next level up is all about building that cybersecurity culture. And it's not just about having the best tech, the fancy firewalls, all that. It's about the people.
Oh, so it's like a human firewall.
Exactly. Everyone in the organization, from the CEO all the way to, the new intern, they need to get it. They need to understand why cybersecurity matters and how they fit into the bigger picture.
Gotcha. So it's a team effort. Everyone's got skin in the game. What else does the NCSC recommend?
Roles and responsibilities. You got to define them. Can't just have everyone running around like chickens with their heads cut off when something happens. It's about having a clear structure, knowing who's got the keys to what and who's accountable for what.
Like in a fire drill, everyone knows where to go. Who's bringing the fire extinguisher?
Exactly. And then once you've got your team and everyone knows their roles, you got to look at risk. Risk management. That's a biggie.
Okay, so we're talking like risk assessment, figuring out where the weak points are.
Exactly. It's about looking at your organization, your systems, your data, and asking yourself, what are my crown jewels? What absolutely cannot be compromised? And then on the flip side, where are we vulnerable?
Yeah.
Because you can't protect everything.
Right. So it's about prioritizing.
100%.
Right.
And the key here is to be proactive. Don't wait for the alarm bells to start ringing before you act.
Yeah.
You got to anticipate the threats before they even materialize.
So it's like having a plan, an emergency plan, before the fire even starts.
Exactly. You wouldn't wait until your house is on fire to start figuring out an escape route, would you?
Yeah.
And the important thing to remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Every organization is different. Different vulnerabilities, different priorities. Your cybersecurity strategy, it's got to be tailored.
Right. So you can't just copy-paste someone else's homework. This is getting pretty complex. Any advice for those of us who aren't, you know, coding whiz kids?
Absolutely. The Bulletin actually recommends starting with this thing called the CIS Critical Security Controls Framework.
CIS Critical Security Controls Framework. Catchy. And what is that exactly?
Think of it like a checkup, a cybersecurity checkup for your organization. It helps you identify those weak spots we were talking about, figure out where you need to focus your efforts. And the best part is, you don't need a ton of resources to get started. Even small steps can make a big difference.
Okay, so baby steps. That's manageable. But, you know, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all this, right? I mean, we're bombarded with news about these huge cyber attacks every other day. It's enough to make you want to unplug from the internet altogether. What about us regular folks? Is there anything we can do as individuals to protect ourselves?
Absolutely. A lot of it comes down to basic cyber hygiene.
Okay, cyber hygiene. I like that. Tell me more. So cyber hygiene is like what? Taking out the digital trash regularly.
Pretty much. It's all about those small everyday habits that add up to big time protection. And, you know, the first line of defense, it's always those passwords. Got to have strong passwords and no cheating. Password 123, that's not going to cut it.
Yeah, we've all been guilty of that at some point. But seriously, what makes a strong password these days? It's like they need to be a freaking hieroglyphic code to be secure.
It's all about being unpredictable. Think long, think unique, think random. Honestly, a password manager, that's your best friend.
Okay, so password managers, got it. What else? What else should we be staying on top of?
Those pesky software updates. I know, they always seem to pop up at the worst possible moment. But trust me, they're usually patching some vulnerability, some hole in the system that hackers could use to sneak in. So yeah, next time you see that little update now notification, don't hit, remind me later.
No more procrastinating on those updates. Duly noted. Oh, and speaking of things we love to ignore, what about those phishing emails? Those things are getting sneakier and sneakier.
Tell me about it. Phishing scams, they're like those friends who are always borrowing money but never seem to pay you back. You know the type. Persistent, always got a sob story, and always evolving.
Right. So how do we spot them? What should we be looking out for?
Be wary of any email that just feels off, you know? Especially ones demanding personal info or pressuring you to click some sketchy link. When in doubt, just go straight to the source. Don't click the link. Don't reply. Go to the actual website. Call the company directly.
Basically, don't trust any email promising you $1 million from a Nigerian prince.
Exactly. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Solid advice. But, you know, let's say despite our best efforts, something does happen. We slip up. We click the wrong link. All hell breaks loose. The Bulletin mentioned incident response solutions. What's the deal with them?
They're like the Ghostbusters of the cyber world. You hope you never need them, but you're really glad they're there if you do.
Right. So they're the ones you call when there's a cyber breach.
Exactly. They've got your back. And they've got a ton of information on their website, incidentresponse.co.nz. Everything from like what to do if your data gets breached to forensic technology. It's actually pretty fascinating stuff.
Forensic technology, like cyber detectives. I'm into it. We'll definitely link to their website in the show notes. It's pretty incredible how much goes on behind the scenes in this world. It's like a whole other dimension.
It really is. Like a digital ecosystem, always evolving. You got your good guys, your bad guys. You're constantly shifting threats. And just like in the real world, out in nature, the key to survival is awareness and adaptation. You got to stay sharp.
Well said. I feel like I've learned a ton today. It's been great diving into the world of cybersecurity with you, getting a glimpse behind the curtain.
Anytime.
So for everyone listening, here's a little something to think about. Take a look at your own digital life, your online habits. Where are you potentially vulnerable? What are those small changes you can make today to stay ahead of the curve, to be more secure? Remember, knowledge is power. And in this digital age, a little cyber awareness goes a long way. Until next time, stay curious, stay vigilant, and stay safe out there.